Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Orla. In the previous Mishnah, we differentiated between fruit and non-fruit. In Mishnah Ches, we're going to be talking about associated parts of fruit that aren't really the part that you normally eat, but they're still part of the fruit. So our Mishnah says, Ankoklos are grapes that went bad early, like before they even reached one-third of their growth. V'achar tzanim, which are grape skins, v'hazagim, grape seeds. Actually, there's an ongoing machlokas in Shas, in the Amoraim, which one is which. One of them is grape seeds and one of them is grape skins. They're always pretty much together, so there's not that much of a difference. But one of them is seeds and one of them is skins. V'hatemed shalahem, temed is grape water, basically. It's made from soaking these grape skins or seeds and stuff that usually was already the leftovers from making wine. You're soaking them in water and they get a little bit of a grape flavor in them, but not really wine or grape juice in any real way. Klipe rimon v'anet shalo, the rind and the crown of a pomegranate. Klipe egozim, the shells of nuts, v'hagarinim, fruit pits from all kinds of fruits. So all of these things are surim ba'arla. They are forbidden. They are asur b'achilu ba'anaf. They come from an arla tree. Why? Because they are parts of the fruit, and the fruit is asur. Not only the edible parts of the fruit, but the entire fruit. And these things are all parts of the associated parts of the fruit, and therefore they are all asur b'achila and b'hana if they come from an arla tree. Uba'asherah, of course, if they come from fruit, they also come from a tree. And so if we have an idol tree, so the entire tree and all of the things that are in the tree or part of the tree or come from the tree are usur, ba'achila, and ba'hana. And so these things, of course, are also usur. Ubenazir, and since they are part of fruit, if they were talking about a vine, if you're talking about grapes, these are parts of a grape. They are, onkoklos are actually grapes themselves, even though they went bad very, very early in the growth process. They're either grapes, parts of grapes, or things like that. And obviously the pomegranate rinds and the nutshells don't apply here, but all the others do. If it's grape stuff, so that it would also be usur for nazir, even though it's not the actual fruit that you would eat. Umutarim berevai. However, when it comes to neta revai, these aren't really food, right? They aren't things that you eat. And therefore, neta revai is food, things that you're supposed to eat in Yerushalayim. And it only applies to food. So therefore, since these things aren't really food, they are patur from neta revai, and they do not need to be eaten in Yerushalayim in the fourth year. The hanovelos, novelos are fruit that fell before they became fully ripe. So not quite ripe fruit that fell off the tree. Kula masuros. They are usur in all of these halachos because they're fruit, they're food. They're not fully ripe, but still, they're considered food. They're considered fruit, and so you can't eat them or get any benefit from them in the case of an arla tree or an asherah tree. A nazir can't eat unripe grapes that fell from the vine, and of course, they're usur in to be eaten outside Yerushalayim in the fourth year if they are netar revived fruits.